So today we're going to talk about the Birkas Kohanim. And I want to ask the following question. Who is blessing whom? Who does the act of blessing? So if just let's first read the Psukim. And then let's try to ask ourselves, based on the simple reading of the Pasuk, who's doing the blessing? So this is in Perek Vav. Psukim Chav Beis, the Chav Zayin, V'adaber Hashem Moshe Leim, Hashem speaks to Moshe, Daber al Aaron v'al banav Leimor, speak to Aaron and to his children, saying, Kosev Baruch Hu es B'nei Yisrael, so should you bless the B'nei Yisrael. Amor Lohem, say to them, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmorecha, may Hashem bless you and guard you. Yoher Hashem panav alecha v'chunecha, may God shine His light, His countenance, may God's countenance be illuminate by you, and grant you favor. Yisrael Hashem panav elecha, may Hashem turn His countenance to you, v'yasem lecha shalom, and He will place to you, give you peace. V'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael, and they should place my name on the b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarchem, and I will bless them. So who's doing the blessing?
Looks like the Kohanim.
It looks like the Kohanim. Why? From what pasuk does it seem like the Kohanim? Right. So from Pasuk Chav Gimel, seems that it says Aaron and his children, Kos Varchu, this is, you have to bless the Bnei Yisrael. So that's from Pasuk Chav Gimel, it seems that that Aaron and his children are blessing Bnei Yisrael. Any other possibilities?
Well, I mean, the simple shot is that, like Judah said, but, you know, the Kohanim ourselves, we don't have any real Koach.
Before we get to the mechanism, how does it work? That's interesting. We can get to that, but just are there other psukim that may suggest otherwise?
Chav Zayin
seems to say, right? V'samu shmi al b'nei Yisrael, and they should put my name upon the b'nei Yisrael. V'ani avarachem, and I will bless them. So God is blessing them. So maybe Chav Zayin seems maybe that God is doing the blessing. And there's one more pasuk that talks about blessing, which is what? One more pasuk.
Yivarech
Hashem Yishmorecha, right? Let Hashem bless you. So it's 2-1 for God. Okay. Or, right? So there. So it's. And I want to get into Baruch's question as well. Let's assume that the Kohanim are doing the blessing. What does it mean that the Kohanim, if indeed the Kohanim are blessing, what does it mean they have the power to bless? What's the and that's sort of one question. And if it's God who's doing the blessing, then what's the role of the Kohanim, right? If, in other words, if God is really doing the blessing, so why do you need Kohanim, right? Like, what's the function of Kohanim here to begin with, right?
We can ask that thing,
Yeah.
And it's a combination platter. We have to do, and Hashem does also.
So, okay, so that's it. So is it a combination? Why do we need the combination?
And anything that we do, it's a combination, really.
I understand, but maybe... Is the role of the Kohen to bless? Are they to ask God to bless? Is God blessed through them? I'm trying to figure out how this works here. So there are different opinions, there are different approaches. So one approach could simply be, yeah, it says, Kosev Aruch Hu. Like the question is, what's the real pasuk that talks about the blessing? This is how, maybe you can read Pasuk Chav Gimel is to say what? Kosev Aruch Hu es B'nei Yisrael. Yeah, this is how you should arrange that the B'nai Yisrael should be blessed. This is what you have to say. Amor Lahem. And really, Amor Lahem, what are you going to say? You're going to say about them, Yivarech Shem Yishmorecha. So maybe, this is how you're going to arrange the blessing. By what? By saying, may God bless you. In other words, maybe you could look at what the Kohanim are doing is really a tefillah. If you look in the Rashbam, the Rashbam sort of gives this first approach. Kosev Aruch Hu es B'nei Yisrael, Kolomar lo sevaruch hu mi birchas picha. But you're not going to bless them from the blessing of your mouth. Ki Adam shomer tavosa l'rosh poloni kach v'kach. The Kohanim don't have the power to bless. Ela elai tispalalu she'avarchem ani. When they're really saying... When Hashem's really saying you should bless, it means you should arrange the blessing, and how? By davening to Hashem, that Hashem will bless. K'mo shema faresh, yivarecha Hashem. In other words, who's doing the blessing? Baruch Hashem. So what's the simple reading? Is Chav Gimel or Chav Dal? So the Rashbam says Chav Dal, that's the real pasuk. So what are the Kohanim doing? They're davening so that Hashem will bless the people, right? Will bless Klal Yisrael. And he says, I will listen to your voices. Kasher Tamru Vavarchem Yisrael. So right. So the Rashbam says it's 2-1 for God, right? Chav Dal and Chav Zayin say God does the blessing. So therefore, he's going to reinterpret the simple meaning of Chav Gimel to say, this is how you should arrange the blessing for Klal Yisrael. Davin to Hashem that he should bless Klal Yisrael, and Hashem will do the blessing. Right? That is sort of, Kishivarchu Klal, right? And then, Kishivarchu Ha, Kohanim Lisho, Bishmi Velo Bishma, where the Kohanim will bless two Klal Yisrael in my name and on their name, so they're going to bless, but they're really the blessing of the Kohanim has no special power. The blessing is really a tefillah. If I say may God bless you, right? God should bless you. What I'm really doing is I'm issuing a tefillah to Hashem that Hashem should bless you, and hopefully Hashem will listen to my prayers and He will do the blessing. Okay, sort of what God's doing. The blessing of the Kohanim are merely offering a tefillah. However, that's not the only approach. See, Rashi cites two different opinions, and we're going to read this Rashi's second opinion first, and his first opinion second. So again, approach number one is God blesses Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim offer a tefillah. Approach number two is this Davar Acher Rashi. Rashi cites two different opinions. Vadi, what it says here, v'savu ashmiyah b'nei Yisrael. So, Vadi avarachem, two possibilities. Who is God going to bless? Two possibilities. Or Yisrael. Are they blessing, is Shem blessing the Kohanim, or is he blessing Yisrael? So, according to the second explanation, Vadi avarachem la Kohanim, I'm going to bless the Kohanim, meaning what? So, the first opinion in the Gemara in Chulin sort of spells out what Rashi is trying to say. We learned that there would be a bracha for the Jewish people from the mouth of the Kohanim. La Kohanim atzmam lo lamanu. So to the Kohanim themselves, we didn't learn anything. How do you know they're going to be blessed? Kishehu Omer, Vani Varchem, Heve Omer, Kohanim Varch Yisrael, Vakarish Baruch Hu Bavarch La Kohanim. So God will bless the Kohanim, and the Kohanim will bless Klal Yisrael. Okay? God will bless the Kohanim. So you can actually look at this in one of two ways. You can look at it as everyone needs to be blessed. Right? So the Kohanim are being blessed by God, and the Yisraelim are being blessed by the Kohanim. The Malbim, we're going to go back to the Gemara in a bit, the Malbim says, he has a take on this, and he wants to say that really the Kohanim have no power on their own, right? The Kohanim have no power on their own to bless. How could they bless? So Das Rabbi Shmuel, right? In the fourth line, Kaman Damar Vehema Afilu B'Zchus Atzma En Nizolim, that the Kohanim cannot, they don't have the power to bless the Jewish people. Shekol Hazolat HaShefa V'Bracha Tirin Al Deyat Tzadik or Kohanim Shem Kim Mashpech. That basically what's going to happen, that God's divine influence and blessing will descend upon a righteous person or a kohen, like something that pours. But it can't remain with the kohen. So somehow what he's saying is that the kohen can't hold all of God's divine presence. So therefore, I'm going to bless the kohenim. I'm not blessing Klal Yisrael. So one way of understanding this is that basically God is going to use the Kohanim as a conduit to get the blessing to Klal Yisrael. There's always this big question, is how does something that's beyond time, beyond space relate to the physical world? So God takes his bracha and he gives it to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim then give it to Klal Yisrael. Okay? We're going to get, I'm going to ask another question, it's why do we need the Kohanim as intermediaries, but I'm first focusing on the mechanism. So, again, mechanism number one is Kohanim just davening to Hashem, and Hashem will give a bracha directly to Klal Yisrael. Approach number two is that Hashem uses the Kohanim. I mean, you can look at one of two ways. Either he blessed the Kohanim separately, and he blesses, and Kohanim blessed Israel separately. Or like the Malbim, Hashem blesses, you know, gives all of his goodness to the Kohen, and then the Kohen then gives it over to the Jewish people, the rest of the people. Again, that's the mechanism. The third approach is the other approach in Rashi, and that's Rabbi Akiva's mission. V'adiyah v'archem li'Yisrael v'askim al-Kohanim. God will bless Yisrael, and I will agree with the Kohanim. In other words, v'samu hashmi al b'nei Yisrael, the Kohanim will bless Klal Yisrael, and Hashem agrees, I'll agree with the Kohanim. I'm also going to bless Yisrael. Partnership, God and the Kohanim. How does this work? Right? In the Gemara, in Chulin says that Labadu Bracha, the Yisrael Pia Kohanim, Pia Gvur Lo Labadu. Rav Kiva says, the Kohanim are blessing Klal Yisrael, but where is God blessing them? Kishu be'avani avarachim, have you ever Kohanim avarachim Yisrael? So when it says that I'm going to bless them, what does it mean them? It means the Kohanim will say their three brachos, and the God will agree. Okay? Well, how does this work? So the Malbim says, he has a different approach. Within Rabbi Kivi says, there's another idea, which is, the Heim Nizonim Bizra, so there's an opinion in Chazal that something that Tzadi can himself give over, that the tzaddik who makes the bracha only opens up like he turns the faucet, right? But in order for the water to come out, you need water. So the kohen can turn the faucet, open the pipes. Then Hashem will cause the divine influence to flow. And this is like Rabbi Akiva. So you see, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel say, well, we need God's help. The Kohanim have a role, but how does it work exactly? According to Rabbi Shmuel, so God gives all the bracha to the Kohanim, and then they give it over to Israel. According to Rabbi Akiva, what happens? That the Kohanim turn the faucet of the bracha on, and then God, his shefa, his bracha, flows to the Kohanim, with like a kli, like a receptacle, and goes to Klal Yisrael. So again, you have God that Hashem, Kohanim David to Hashem, and Hashem issues the bracha. The Kohanim bless Klal Yisrael, and but Hashem gives the bracha to the Kohanim so they can bless Klal Yisrael. The Kohanim bless Klal Yisrael. Or, and the third approach, Rabbi Akiva, is that it's more of a joint, it's a joint effort insofar as the Kohanim begin, and then God gives his bracha. Is actually
What about the idea that I was taught that Ani Avrachim to the Kohanim, that okay, we're blessing the Klal Yisrael, but who's gonna bless the Kohanim? No, we're out of the picture.
No, so that's
Avrachim, that Hashem says, okay, you guys did, I'll give you a bracha too.
Yeah, that's a simple reading of the Gemara in Chulin. We're quoting Rabbi Shmuel. That's another approach also. Simple reading of that, right. Rav Hirsch says that he says a Torah omeres, the Torah says, Kosev Aruchu es b'nei Yisrael. What's ko? Kakasu v'chabor. Like this. V'alacha morab v'mesecha sota l'mechesem v'alaf. Ko, b'lashon hazeh. Hebrew, l'shon ha-kodesh. Babid, they're standing up. Derech sherut, way of service, b'nesias kapayim, lifting up your hands. B'yadam muremes el al, with your hands raised up high, kiromzos el Hashem, hinting to God. V'lo b'yadayim prusas kadiba. What's interesting is if her says, what's the siyas kapayim? You're raising your hands, not like you're raising towards the people, but you're raising up to God. Ki'ilu bala says, as if to give. Kohani Yisrael edam nosti bracha. The Kohanim are not giving a bracha. Panim keneged panim v'korah birkas kohanim ein lo koach magi. I think it means the blessing of the Kohanim. There's no magical power. Hanoveh min ha'kohen min ha'nuscha that flows from the code, from the text. Hakodim havarchim do'agim efo bisvilut gbura, that they behave themselves with, I guess, a certain amount of forbearance. They don't really do anything themselves. Ein heim ela keli lebracha. They're simply vessels for blessing. Heim havarchim rak mishenikru lekach l'diakahal. Basically, we Klal Yisrael tell the Kohanim, this is what you're supposed to say. We're giving the Kohanim instructions. It's we, the Israelim, tell the Kohanim, okay, you say this. In reality, the Kohal may be alatzmos a bracha hayosv yakod mitzvah Hashem. It's actually we, the non-Kohanim, are bringing about their own bracha by saying a text. And it's not like the Kohanim are originating anything. We tell the Kohanim, okay, we're like pressing buttons. Kohen say this. The Kohen says this, and the bracha comes to them. So there are different ways to understand this mechanism, right? There are different ways. Again, it's a tefillah. God's doing everything. God, right? We open up the Kohanim, open up the faucet. God sends his shefa, his bracha, through the Kohen, right? Or God gives the Kohen all this bracha and it flows. Or Klal Yisrael, presses some buttons. Kohen, say this. And they say this, and then the bracha comes. The question is...
There's another interesting... That actually the Kohen, or the Shliach Tzibur, representing all the Israelites, let's say, are actually blessing the Kohen.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Because they go, why do we have to, because we know it's only three psukim, it's not so difficult to memorize it.
Right.
It seems to be like Yivarechacha, Yivarechacha.
Right.
No, it's like a little different take.
So the Shliach Tzibur is blessing the Kohanim. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
In the name of the Kohanim.
Yeah, I hear. Oh, interesting. Okay. I say the simple reading of the Torah doesn't mention that aspect of it. But that's a halacha benefit. So interesting. Thank you. So the question is, though, why do we need Kohanim as intermediaries? In other words, like, I understand if the Kohanim are davening, I guess. So is there, you want people to daven for the Jewish people. Why do they need to be receptacles of this bracha? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains that Mishor Sheh Mitzvah, what's the root of this mitzvah? Shechafetz Hashem, God wants, right? God wants B'tuvu HaGadol, it is great goodness. L'varech Amo, to bless his people, Ayad HaMisharsim HaChonim Tamid Beis Hashem, by the servants that are constantly in the house of God. V'chol Machshev Asam Davka Bavodaso V'navshem Kishur B'yiraso Kol Hayom, and all their thoughts are always focused on the service of God, and their soul is tied in God's sphere all day, every day. U'vizchutav, and in their merit, Tachul HaBracha Aleihem, the blessing should devolve upon them. V'yisparchu Kol Maaseihem, and all their deeds should be blessed. V'yinoam Hashem Aleihem, and the pleasantness of God should be upon them. In other words, that the blessing should be the Kohanim have greater merit for the blessing to go through them, since they're always in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Malbim makes a similar point, and he says in Perek Vav Pasuk HaBeis, V'inyan HaBracha, and the idea of the Bracha, Haba Me Hashem, that comes from God, Libri Yosef, to his creations, Hu Hitraput HaShefa V'Tov Mimon HaBrachot. So is the increase in the overflow and the goodness from the source of blessing. And God, behold, God is good, is prepared always to give over goodness and kindness. And the source is always open. Ready? So it's a pasuk here. Rak shetzorech shamakabel yemuchad lakabel hashefa. That they always, God's always willing to have, he's always ready to have his bracha flow to us, but we have to be prepared to accept that shefa, that God, that presence, that flow, that connection, through our deeds and through our preparation. And sometimes, if we're not worthy, then what happens? But we want the bracha. So the blessing needs to flow through someone who is little bit holier, right? That they can open the flow through their deeds and their prayers, and then it will spread to the people. And for this, God chose the children of Aaron who are always in the Mikdash. Shem Yisut Spoteh Basarel Asarat Tzidorot. And he gets that he's going to lift their fingers, their 10 fingers to the 10, I don't know, what? The 10 Sfirot, okay. Umakorot, the Shemala. Yeah, there's a lot of Kabbalist idea, but the point is that basically the Kohanim are most fitting because they are most ready and most able, based on their service, if they're doing it well, to be always in the Mikdash and always connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one way of looking at it. However, so I think there's another way. In other words, maybe you don't only have to look at this as God will bring God wants to bring blessing on the people, and we need the Kohen's help because we're not worthy. And the Kohen is worthy, so he helps us. He helps us in bringing God's blessing to the world. That's one way of understanding the Kohen. But I think there's also another way to understand the role of the Kohen. It may not only be the Kohen. And maybe it's something different. Maybe it has to do with the bracha will only descend upon the people if there's a wonderful relationship between the Kohanim and the people. The Gemara and bracha is daf la beis and beis. Amar Rav Yochanan says, Kol kohen shaharig asad nefesh lo yisas kapov. Any kohen that killed someone, he can't duch it. So it's a pasuk. Right? Why can't, right? If they killed someone, so then maybe, what's the reason? Because you're someone, you killed someone. There's, what would you say? There's like a lack of, someone may be upset at you. You killed someone. You engage in an act of violence. Benam lachaveiro. Maybe the only time that a Kohen can bring blessing down to earth is when, on a Benam lachaveiro stand, he's at one with the people. And in fact, that's what we say in the bracha. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, says, "My mevarech." What's the bracha? They were commanded with the sanctity of Aaron v'tzivon. We command us l'varech as Amal Yisrael, just to bless the Klal Yisrael, ba'ava, with love. So the blessing has to be with love. In other words, the bracha only works if there's love between the Kohanim and the people, and between the people and the Kohanim. Rashi, when he says, wait, why does it say, you ever wonder why it says, Kosev Archuas Bnei Israel. This is how you're supposed to bless Bnei Israel. What's this Emor Lahem? What's Emor Lahem? Just say, Kosev Archuas Bnei Israel. Yivarech Shem Yishrech, and hear the brachos. What's Kosev Archuas Bnei Israel? Emor Lahem? Emor, he also says, so first, and also, why is it say, why with the Vav? Why not just Aleph Mem Reish? Malay, it's full. It's, the Vav is there. Lo Sev Archeim B'chipazonu B'halot. Don't bless them rushing, in a hurried fashion, ela bekavana, but with intention, with a lev shalem, and with a complete heart. When there is, and maybe the point is that it's not so much as if the Kohanim are necessary to bring down the bracha because they are on a higher level. That's one approach, but maybe Hashem is going to bring his bracha down to us if Hashem sees a wonderful relationship between the spiritual leaders of the people and the people, when everything is bahava. In other words, if for the Kohanim to play a role, it's not that it goes to them if they're just close to God, if they're holy people. The Kohanim need to love the people for their blessing to count. The Kohanim are praying to God. They need to love people so that their prayer is effective. Right? You need to have a relationship. You can't have shvichus damim. You can't have killed someone. There must be achdus between the spiritual leadership and the membership. sometimes the challenges, right? Someone, a Kohen, someone is a spiritual leader, he looks down at the people, they're not doing what they should be doing, and there is impatience, there is frustration, there is lack of a relationship, because the Kohen is, he's a temple Jew, he's always at the base of mission, always focusing on God, and he sees the simple Jew, and he's not so holy, and he's not always focusing on God, and so he doesn't feel close to the simple Jew, and the simple Jew then doesn't feel close to the Kohen, and that, there's no bracha if that's the case. There's only bracha if there's real achdus, but more than achdus, if there's ahava, if there's love. Once there's love between the spiritual leadership and the average person, then, only then, can the Kohanim become vessels of bracha. Only then can they become vessels of blessing.
Rabbi, where did Rashi get that from? Because